Blog Talk Radio.
When the sun comes out, it brings out the best in us. Just like it brings out the best in Lipton Ice Tea. Lipton, bring out the sunshine.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Blog Talk Radio.
1972, an election year. Once again, black people are running for their lives. Reasons are things like the King Alfred Plan, the concentration camps that were used during the Second World War to house Oriental Americans are now being refurbished to confine their new residents, i.e. black people. Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. This is the King Alfred Plan. Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. Places are being prepared and ready night and day, night and day. The white boy's plan is being ready night and day, night and day. Listen close to what that says about traps like Allenwood, PA. Already legal in D.C. to preventively detain you and me. How long you think it's going to be before even our dreams ain't free? You think I exaggerate? Check out Allenwood, PA. Night and day, night and day. The white boy scheming night and day. Boy, Jews and Hitler come to mind, the thought of slavery far behind, but white paranoia here to stay, the white boy scheming night and day. What you think about the King Alfred plan? You ain't heard? Where you been, man? If I make paraphrase, the government know this read.
Unsanitary quarters, concrete and barbed wire, babies screaming, stumbling around in a mental circle because you never cared enough to be black. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us, blanketed, stifled, a salty taste in your mouth from blood oozing from cracks in woolly heads, red pools becoming thicker than syrup, slow down your face, birds matted by the life force, sprung loose from wells, well deep by the enforcers of mock justice of the red, white, and blue. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us. Let us unite because of love and not hate. Let us unite on our own and not because of barbed wire death. You dare not ignore the things I say. Whitey's waiting night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day.
And now, Sister Bessie.
Peace and blessings, everyone. You're now live with Sister Bessie's Front Porch out of Lagos, Nigeria. You may type also www.blogtalkradio.com. You may type in search Ngozi Time, also dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join in the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. My title for my show tonight is Lies, 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 and More Lies. Can you handle the truth? The man in the mirror, America, look at your denial. I have two poems for tonight. After I make my first first statement, then I will go into my presentation. Criminals in the air. Yeah, the Bible talks about a red dragon where there is and its symbol is a dragon. The virus is communism, 6 billion people that wants your land, your factories, your food, so they can stand and breathe your air. Now they control the World Health Organization, trying to kill you with every eye you blink. Watch out for the dragon, because it spits some serious fire. Watch out. They are in your universities, on your jobs as spies, helping many in our medical system to murder you. The hospitals have turned into death camps. It's just not all China. It's Germany, it's Russia, and their scientists. I told you about the paperclip, how America brought in these demon scientists to destroy you. And they've used your DNA to kill you. And Bill Gates says that, oh, when the vaccine comes out, 700 of you shall die. Telling you, go and take a poisonous vaccine. Millions have died because of their wicked lies. And they still think we're stupid enough to take them. Millions of indigenous babies around the world have been murdered because you forgot, thy shall not kill. You let this lying scum trick you. These governments around the world have committed crimes against the whole world because they feel they are gods. Gods die too. These criminals have destroyed the soil, the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water that flows from the rivers and oceans. The damn bees are gone. And our birds don't know the difference between the summer or the winter. Listen, they also control the weather to make floods and 20 tornadoes. Listen, they use Henrietta Lacks cells to multiply diseases. I guess they said Eve was a black woman. Let's go to a black woman to kill them. I want to say to the racists, get ready for the Zulu, because you have murdered black people forever, 400 years, you and your ancestors. There will be a change. And it's coming soon because we expect for you to pay in full. And you, politicians, because you got down on your knee, you think that means something to us. Your ancestors helped shed blood all over this world through your corrupt lies and murder. Now you want to watch us, follow us through all your wicked devices. And we supposed to trust you? F you. You're killing the people while they are in their homes with high and low frequencies from your 5G, creating tumors and cancers and blood attacks. You have manipulated the world to fight against each other, shedding blood like there is no tomorrow. If I had a flag, I'd burn that bitch too. Now I want to talk about Bill Gates. Bill Gates, this wicked individual that says if we take the vaccine, 700,000 of us are going to die. So the vaccine companies will not be liable for your death, your family's death. If any of you die from the vaccines, you will not get anything. They will not be held responsible for your death. Vaccines changes the DNA. It attacks the blood cells. They have put animal DNA, aluminum. They have put babies' blood cells. They have put canine cells, insect cells, metal material in your vaccine. The SP40 vaccine, what was given with the polio vaccine, it caused cancer to everyone that they gave the vaccine to. I would like for you all to look up this gentleman. His name is Dr. Leonard Horowitz, LeonardHorowitz. He has a book called Book of Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. He has another book called Healing Codes, Biological Apocalypse. This doctor, he tried to warn us of the bioweapons that they have created in the United States, in China, Russia, Germany, and some other countries. Don't ever underestimate your enemy. I'm going to say these books again. Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola by Dr. Leonard Horowitz. The next one is Healing Codes, Biological Apocalypse by Dr. Leonard Horowitz. If you really want to know what is going on with this biological weapon and viruses, you need to look him up. He also has two documentaries explaining to you what's going on now. Now, it is reported that in 1996, the German delegation put forward a proposal that no herb, no vitamin, or mineral should be sold for preventive or therapeutic reasons, and that the supplements should be reclassified as drugs. This is the system that we now have as the FDA. Because when President Trump said something about vitamin C, they told him he couldn't say that. They banned people from telling you about vitamin C. Even in the book of the Bible itself talks about the healing of the herbs and the plants are for the nations. Why is it that they want us only to take their drugs and we cannot say anything about vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and all this? They're banning us from saying it. The U.S. has a history of bioterrorism. Without honest information, you will die because of something they refuse to tell you. Basically, they tell you to take the vaccines and shut up. Genetic engineering creates immune systems to kill. Now, these are some of the diseases that was created by scientists in labs. Acute lymphocytic leukemia. Oh, did you hear that? Leukemia, a form of influenza. Sarcoma viruses, malignant lymphoma, mammary tumor, breast tumors. That's why they want all the women to go and have their breasts radiated. Erythroid leukemia, Hodgkin's disease, herpes virus, infectious mononucleosis. These are some diseases that have been created by scientists and labs. We don't understand that a lot of these universities have these scientists, and they are manipulating the DNA and the genes of our blood to attack us, not to heal us. And now they want to come out with a vaccine that says we have to take it. And you've been killing people around the world, you and your scientists, along with the 1,500 deadly scientists that they brought in America to kill us. They want to destroy 85% of the people on the planet. It doesn't matter about your racism. It doesn't matter whether you are Moor. It doesn't matter whether you are Muslim. It doesn't matter whether you are Christian. It doesn't matter whether you are Buddhist. They want you dead. No matter if you're a police officer. No matter if you're in the military. No matter if you're in the Secret Service. They want you dead. And you participate in helping them destroy your people on this planet. I want to give you a statement from Ted Turner. He said, we have to stabilize the population because it's too many people. He also said, we have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff. Well, let me ask you something. Who gave us all the stuff that we're using? Who created all this plastic that is destroying the ocean? Who created the cars that we are driving that pollute the air? Who gave us the phone system? You did. Now you want to say we don't deserve to live because you gave us all this crap? And you're saying it's too many of us and it's too much stuff that we are using. I would like to say my poem, the first poem I have for this evening. My poem is called Tears, My Tears. Raining like an ocean, pain is just not a notion. Trembling, shaking from all this warring. Why can't there be love to heal these wounds? Hearts are turning to stones. Crying as I'm being sprayed with mace. Looking, look, I'm still fighting for my race while trying to awake through the day with a smiling face. Trapped in a bubble amongst all this rubble. Shall I continue to cry and keep asking why? My heart is pounding because of my brothers and sisters are dying as I watch death before my eyes. While the media keeps lying and lying with their lies. No justice, no justice do I hear as our children grow in fear. We walk day and night in protest. The hearts are weary for years. There has been no rest. I want to know, is this a test from the universe itself? Life has become so meaningless. Do we have the power to fight all this wickedness? Can the world stop playing this game of chess? Oh, my heart is a wreck because this world has become a disaster mess. Tears I'm shedding, can you help me stop it? Just breathing has become a pest. And now I'm forced to wear a damn mask. Open up, world, and dry my tears. Open up and dry my tears. My tears. Now, as I go back to what I have to say, I know it's going to be some things that many of you don't like, but I have to say it. All right. Genetic engineering creates immune systems to kill. These are countries that have biological weapons. Taiwan, Canada, China, Cuba, France, Germany, Iran, Israel, Japan, Libya, North Korea, Russia, South Africa, Syria, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Now, let me explain to you what government means. In Latin, it is spelled G-U-B-E-R-N-T-I-O. Govern means to control. Mint means mine. So what is the system doing? Manipulating and controlling your minds with their lies. And as you see, everything that we need to know or learn, they have taken off the internet. They have banned information that we have to have, could take a look at and have an open mind and do our own research. They don't want us to know the things that we are attempting to learn about this system that we are now living in. We have now been forced to live in our homes as prisoners, basically. Why they attack us with frequencies against our families and our cells and our blood cells. This CDC, I want to give it another name, Center of Dishonesty, Corruption, and the word WHO with their lies. They sent this disease out to kill the population. Now it's going up to millions that are dying around the world. And mainly, the disease has been coded to destroy indigenous people. Why is it more blacks and Hispanics are dying in the U.S. than any other race? Biological warfare. The meaning of biological warfare involves the use of biological materials as weapons, which includes any microorganism, such as a bacteria virus, or fungi, or toxin, or poisonous compound, produced by microorganisms that can be used to kill or injure people. Biological agents can be disseminated through the air by aerosol sprays used in explosives, put into food or water, or absorbed through into the skin. A biological weapon. It can be injected in the skin. It also says, that I had said earlier, bioweapons can be coded to attack a certain group of people or certain race. Biological weapons, a harmful biological agent such as pathogenic microorganisms, neurotoxins used as a weapon to cause disease, usually on a large scale. Now, let's talk about depopulation. Depopulation, to reduce sharply the population of, as by disease, expulsion, or massacre, to lay waste, to ravage people, Sustainability. You know they use sustainability. They use that word that they want to save the earth. They want everything to be green, but they want you gone so they can save the earth. Okay. Sustainability focuses on meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs. So you're that generation not included. It's their generation, not yours. The concept of sustainability is composed of three pillars: economic, environmental, social, also known in a form of profit, and the plants and the people, depopulation. The meaning of genocide, the mass killings or enslaving of people for profit, politics, or ideology. This what has been done to the world today by scientists. Brother O?
You better believe it. You got a call on the line right now. Caller one, you're on the line with Sister Bessie the Trooper and the Front Porch.
Sister Bessie, it's Jerry Petito. How you doing, girlfriend?
Hi. How are you doing?
Listen, sweet pea, 2021, let's get a date. I'm interviewing you even before that if we have an opening. Listen, everything you are saying, I have to say something out there because I'm a nutritional health coach, right? And I've never dealt with depression until recently through all this. And I feel like there's no turning back. And the one thing that I want everybody out there to understand, what she said, every single word of it is true. I'm a nutritional health coach. Do you know that I cannot tell people not to take medicine? Okay, I cured myself of two cancers over 25 years ago with no doctors. I would be dead. I am not allowed now. When I first became a nutritional health coach, I could. Now, I was served papers saying I am not allowed to tell anyone that they can cure themselves with food, with vitamin C. Now, I barely even charge people because I can't even tell them the truth.
Yes.
Okay? In schools, and I know you know this, in schools, they are targeting all the schools that need help financially. And if any child behaves normally, you know, with energy and all that, they have to send a letter home to the parent saying, if these children do not take these meds, you know, for ADD, ADHD, all that crap, they can't come back to school. And do you know who's in charge of that? The pharmaceutical industry in corporate America. Okay, they team up, and that's what they do. And what you're saying, I am so happy to hear every single thing you're saying because you are absolutely right. And half of those countries that you mentioned, I went to with Lenox Hill Hospital back in the 80s, and Russia was one of them when it was communist on hell tours, and China and Asia all over. And that was what first opened my eyes to what we're doing over here versus a lot of the other countries, even with food.
Yes.
And it's making – listen, I feel – this is the first time in my life, Sister Bessie, that I feel hopeless and helpless. Like,
no,
I feel like
– don't feel hopeless. No, because I'm going to explain something to you. There is a higher power that created us. We cannot let them win. If we're going to die, we're going to die for something. And we're going to stand up regardless. We knew this was coming.
You're right. You're right. And I tell God all the time, I'm okay. Take me, Lord. Come back. Come back and heal this country. Take it. Because it's the Bible says, okay? But while I'm here, I feel helpless because I can't help anyone and tell them the truth. You know, Brother O's cousin, Vince Scott, okay? He does a show on Hamilton Radio called Freedom Truth Radio. And that's how Brother O met me a few years ago. I teamed up with him, and we did part one and part two of exposing the truth. and we talked about everything you're saying and the corporate America and everything. Do you know 30 seconds after the show was live on Facebook, after it was over, they took it off. It's gone.
Yes. That's
gone.
What they do. That's
you know,
what they
but
do.
Listen, I love you. Everything you're saying is incredible, but I also have something nice I want to say to you. I want to congratulate you, Sister Bessie DeTruther, on your O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with your 26th all-time girlfriend. Come on.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. But listen, thank you to my listeners also. I don't do this for myself. I do it to awaken everyone I can. This is just not for me. I was told to do this, and by long time ago, as a child, all the way up to my teenage years. So I have to do this for the time that I'm here on this planet. And Jerry, I thank you so much, but keep the faith. We have power, but we cannot feel the fear that they want to put in our hearts. We still have to fight for what we believe in as the people on this planet. And, Jerry, tell us about your show and the date and time.
My show is actually the 30th, every fourth Tuesday, and I had two shows because of the fifth week this month. So my show is the 30th at 9:30 p.m., and I have a superstar on. She's been on, I think, like America's Got Talent, all these. She's a recording artist, and so I'll surprise you all with her, and come and listen, guys.
All right. Thank you, my dear. I love you.
All right. Love you, too.
Okay. Brother Ngozi?
Yes, indeed. Let's go ahead and do our track right now. I got you, girl. Let's get it. Have a little fun.
Thank you.
West Philadelphia. Yeah. And you got another caller on the line right now, Sister Bessie. Bring them on right now.
Okay.
Caller number two on the line right now, Sister Bessie, the truth, and the front porch.
Peace and blessings.
Hey.
Who am I speaking to? Hi.
You're speaking to
and
the Coach
where are you
D. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA. This is the Coach Derek Gibson. How you doing, Sister Bessie?
Hey, Coach, how are you? I'm doing okay right about now. I'm doing better since you called in.
Oh, man, listen, I was just sitting here stacked on how informed you are and up to date on what's going on, and I just say, I actually pulled out a notepad and took some notes so on certain things that I need to sharpen up on. And, you know, the things you spoke, you know, passionately about is just basically the truth. That's what's going on. It's just so bad that we, you know, a lot of people are so blinded by other foolishness that they can't see right what's in front of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, they distracted by the boobs, they're distracted by just playing on their phone, but the information is on their phone. They just choose not to use that. They want to be on Instagram and Facebook taking selfies looking like an idiot all day instead of, you know, using this quote-unquote dumb phone because it dumbs you down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To, you know what I mean, use it for the research stuff. You understand what I'm saying to you? So, I just want to say thank you very much because I learned some stuff that threw me back. Like, whoa, I didn't think about that. And I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But it's all, you know, it's all fact. You understand what I'm saying? This is like, that's why they call me the coach because I remain coachable. I can always learn something new every day. That's what I try to do anyhow. So,
yes, you know,
I just,
you know, we all can learn something new. It's not one person that has all the info. We have to learn to be able to listen to each other. You know, we got a lot of people in the world today, you know, even in your own people that feel like they know everything. They don't want anybody else to say anything. But we got to share this information. No one person know everything in the world. And I thank you for calling in, Brother Coach. And can you tell us your date and time of your show?
Yes, my show's on every other Tuesday at 9:30, Huddle Sports Nation. You'll get, like I said, it's we use sports as a microcosm of what society and politics and, you know, worldly events is how they coincide with each other.
Yes. All right. Thank you, my brother, and be blessed.
No problem. You be blessed.
All right. I'm going to continue.
There you go. Go ahead and do your thing, Beth.
Okay. I'm going to continue with some information that, you know, a lot of times I spend a lot of time researching and studying. It's just something that I like to do, and I think it keeps me focused and it keeps my spirit well within me because I want to know. I don't want to sit and allow the news to tell me everything, which most times they're lying about stuff, you know. So I need to research things and ask questions myself, and it makes my spirit feel well, and it makes me feel good to be able to talk to you about the things that I have learned. Okay, say something about synthetic DNA. They created genetic engineering, which is coded in plasma DNA. This was done in Russia by the biological agents from America. One of the experiments that was used was Legionnaire's disease on rabbits. As you know, you remember when the AIDS virus came about and so many millions of people in Africa died of the AIDS virus. Well, it was one vaccine that they were giving the Africans that had the AIDS virus in it. So they actually went to Africa stating that we're coming to help you. In actuality, they caused millions of Africans to die. I want you to do your own research. Pay attention. Also, the anthrax, everybody, I don't know whether it was in the 70s, but it was during the Second War, I believe, or the First War. The anthrax vaccine was given to soldiers. 150,000 soldiers were vaccinated with anthrax vaccine. Actually, it was more than that as a result of this vaccine. Many died from it. It caused Gulf War syndrome. Do you hear that? Do you hear that, soldiers? They're vaccinating you now. The U.S. gave vaccines to their own soldiers, which caused them to have Gulf War syndrome in many. The troops were experimented on are targeted for death. Their symptoms was flu-like symptoms, such as mycoplasma, low body temperature, and a flu that keeps coming back. Also, respiratory problems. This germ was isolated and patented by the military in our nation. And when they received the vaccine was contaminated, which harmed soldiers. Now, this is, I didn't read all the symptoms, but I want to read the anthrax systems consist of: fever and chills, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, confusion, dizziness, cough, nausea, vomiting, stomach pains, headaches, sweats. You know, that kind of sounds similar to the coronavirus. People can't breathe. Their lungs are attacked. So I'm really pointing out the things that America has done. I charge murder with these scientists. Maybe there are some good scientists out there, but I charge murder because you have plotted along with the forces of darkness to destroy the men and women and children on the face of this earth. Anthrax has been used in bioterrorism, World War I, when Scandinavia deployed anthrax against the Imperial Russian Army during World War II to weaken Germany's livestock. More recent, anthrax has been used in bioterrorism in both Japan and the United States. Does anybody remember about Agent Orange? How they sprayed it from a plane? And the soldiers got ill along with the enemy at that time? What the U.S. called the enemy, Vietnam, I believe. But the soldiers got the sickness because it was sprayed in the sky. I want you to think about something. What if we refuse to take vaccines? Have you noticed the skies? They have been spraying us in the skies forever. To say if we refuse to take the vaccine, they will not spray us in the sky with it. That's something to think about. Oh, I would like to say this. This was done by national security. Confidential national security, NSS 200, which called for massive third world depopulation. Implications of worldwide population growth for U.S. security and overseas interests. This was stated December the 10th, 1974, by Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon, talking about depopulating the planet, and especially the third world. All right. This was said December the 10th, 1974. All right, now I'm going to give you my other point, and if I have time, I will give you some more information. My second poem is called, Who is Really the Terrorist? Who is really the terrorist? Have you guessed it yet? It's not you or me. It's the pharmaceuticals. It's the army. It's the police. It's FEMA. Truth is right before your eyes. They're all around you like flies. That's why they made the vaccines that'll make you die, stripping you of your rights when you fight. Who is really the terrorists? Oh, yeah. What about those that call themselves supreme? They are a danger to the world, it seems, lying, scheming, playing games of chess with our lives. Who is the real terrorist? It's not you or me. Please open your eyes to the spies, 5G, a wicked weapon to fry your brain. I call them silent wars. It's time to wake up. Don't let your heart drop, because that's what they want. Play their game smart. Be aware of all things you must prepare. Keep the creator in front. That's how you will know who the real terrorists are. Because you are at war, pay attention. This you must mention, who the real terrorists are. For our system in this nation has become a wicked force. Soon they'll be knocking at your door. Will you know who the real terrorists are? No time to fear, for their plans are coming near. Stop ignoring the signals. It's time to know who the real terrorists are. It's time to know who the real terrorists are. And it's not me. Are you? Brother O, do we have another caller?
At this time, they're shy right now, so continue your thesis. And hopefully they'll press one before I get into any engagement.
Okay. All right, guys, if you want to talk to me, push that one. All right. All right, I'm going to continue until it's time. Mapping, this is something else the scientist has done. Mapping the human genome. That means that they are mapping the genes. The Genome Project was international scientific research project with the goal of determining the base pairs that make up human DNA and of identifying and mapping all genes of the human genome from both physical and a functional standpoint. So all this time, for many years, all the way from 1931, they have been studying your genes, splicing your genes, splicing the genes in the plants, doing everything to destroy you, your family, and your children. And they want us to say, they want us to accept what they say as truth when they are trying to destroy us, period, and destroy the blood, the DNA. Because they know the blood is passed on and it has memory in it. So they attack the DNA, the genes that the Most High gave you. They want to destroy that. They want you as a slave. It doesn't matter who you are on this planet. If you're not going to be a slave, they decided they're going to destroy the people on this planet. I'm not scared. Because if they knock on my door and they say, wait a minute, you got to take a vaccine, I'm going to say, pull your gun out and shoot me. Because you are not going to put that crap in me, and 3 or 4 years later I got boils. I dropped dead in the street. Because I wouldn't do what you want me to do. They are killers, and they are murderers. All over the world, these politicians that are in office are plotting along with the enemy to destroy you. And I'm going to fight. The only thing I have is my voice to wake you up. And for those that they're telling you, oh, go out and, you know, vote for the lesser evil. Well, both are evil. And our president say he want to make America great again. How about this, President Trump? How about America never was great? All the crimes that America has done, the syphilis experience, all these things that you can go back in history and see the atrocities of America, and you want to call America great. I won't. I will not call America great.
All right, y'all. You heard Sister Bessie Truth tonight on the original BevNet Classics, given to you on June 27th, 2020. We're going through a lot at that time. And it's crazy because at that time the vaccine was being made, but, of course, it wasn't given proportionately to a lot of us in America. And, of course, Sister Bessie, who was on the line with me, we'll try to get her on here. Sister Bessie the Truther, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Peace and blessings.
Yes, indeed. Did you hear yourself more than 3 years ago?
Yes. It feels funny listening to yourself.
Well, it feels funny to me. I love me, so. But... You know, you are a patriot in the way of good people, not of this country, but of good people. You know, the red, the black, and the green. And you are a professor when it comes down to the knowledge. And we're proud of you. You know, through all that work, that was 2 years worth of work at that time. And now, you know, the next year, you know, you're nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame. Went through criteria, did a great job with that. And then, of course, you were tragically robbed of not getting into the hall. But I always want to say that, and I meant what I said. One of the main reasons why I'm not part of the voting committee anymore. Not just for you, but other people that I saw, they were robbed in situations. And they can't take my Hall of Fame nomination from me now or enshrine it. Na-na-na-na-na. But... you are just a great individual. We got some people that want to talk to you at this time and talk about, you know, your thesis tonight. Call number one, you're live right now with the original BevNet Classic, Front Porch, Sister Bessie.
Oh, so great to hear you, Sister Bessie, and hear that you're doing well. This is Ava Holly, and I just love you, girl. Hi, sweetheart. I love you back. Well, I hope you continue to do well. It was just priceless hearing your show. I wasn't even a host when that was broadcast, so it was very nice to hear you. Same energy, same power as always, and my hat's off to you. You are a gem to our WBNN family, and looking forward to hearing you again soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ava.
You're welcome.
Ava Holly, when's your next show, young lady?
It is coming up soon on the 30th. Looking forward to talking with y'all on the Casual Chat.
Outstanding. Ava Holly, Casual Chat, y'all. Y'all never call on the line right now like talk to Sister Bessie. Call number two. You're live right now with the original BevNet Classic.
Hello, brother. Hello, Sister Bessie. This is Tiana C. I hope you guys are doing good tonight.
Our bilingual host, outstanding Tiana Speak, outstanding performances in 2023.
Thank you very much. Hi, Sister Bessie. It is so wonderful to hear your voice. You are so amazing and so powerful and so fearless, and you're so, you inspire. You have no idea. When I'm listening, I didn't even realize it was a classic. I'm thinking it's like, you know, a live show, but it's timeless. Because you are timeless with the information you're giving. And I'm just so proud of the way that you just are able to articulate your thoughts and just have no fear. It's like you are probably one of the most fearless people that I've come across. And just keep being you. Keep being you. A lot of the things that you discussed are the things that my mother and I have discussed. So when I'm hearing you say it, I'm like, oh, you know, we're not the only ones that know, you know, these certain things. And it's just amazing to hear you talk to our 23 million listeners and not be afraid, not be afraid to put your life on the line. That is the true definition of a hero. And keep being a hero to everyone. And I admire you greatly. You just have no idea. And I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much, Tiana. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Don't get so crying, Tiana. Tiana, you're a bad girl. Got her crying on here, man, you know, because, you know, what you're saying to her is coming from the heart. And Sister Bessie is no fake, you know, no phony. We know that. And you're saying things that are touching her. And just like the rest of the world, we love Sister Bessie as well, man. You know, she's a true champion. And ever since June of 2018, y'all, this young lady's been on our network, the outstanding, big BNN, you know, Beverly Nation Network. You know, amazingly, and she's storied and honored. Where's your next show, this bilingual host?
So my next show is August 25th, The Power of Thoughts at 9:30 p.m., and Yo Nací Para Amarte will be airing on September 13th, my second show. So please tune in at 9:30 p.m. Everybody listening, thank you.
Outstanding. If anybody likes to talk to Sister Bessie before we go, because we're not going to take care of this show too long, but if anybody want to press one right now, please do. Do honor Sister Bessie because she's on the line with me. Sister Bessie, now I'm going to talk to you as your producer. It is my honor, and we cannot wait for you to come up with back to your live show in September, but it's been my honor and pleasure to be able to produce your show, you know, ever since June of 2018. And I remember when, you know, you had some struggles, remember those struggles? And you talked about it. And you said, brother, oh, you think I could do this? I said, Bessie, calm down. You know, championships will come. You know, all time collection records will come. You know, this young lady came on our network and went 9 straight without having a championship. You know, past her interns, she was way before the intern. And, you know, of course, you know, she came on and did her thing. And, you know, and we were so proud of her, you know, gradually showing her strength, showing her confidence, and being a out world-class broadcaster and host. And I want to tell you, for all of us at WBNN, we love you, and I'm very, very proud of you. And, you know, you've been going through some things, and we've been rooting for you, and it's time to come back and do what you do. And I know, you know, through your poetry and your prowess, you're going to be stronger than ever. The world is not ready yet. I'm telling you, Sister Bessie, they're not ready for what you're about to do. They're not. You know what I mean? I know what you're about to do, and that's between us. The world is not ready. You know what I mean? You are definitely a woman of your times. So congratulations on just being alive to help us.
Thank you so much, Brother O. Without your coaching and reminding me of my strength, I probably wouldn't have made it through. And the support of the people that listen, you know, because a lot of times when you do this type of reporting, you have enemies. And, you know, but I still kept fighting. And
right.
That's one reason why I am returning. You know, I had a battle, but I'm still going to speak the truth of what I feel that is the truth.
That's what makes us proud of you.
And I will. Yes.
So you're just, to me, a champion, you know, a person that I look up to as a person that has worth and honor. And, you know, we love to glorify you. I know you're going to start crying. I want you to start crying. So, as the best you're getting herself together, and, you know, I want her boo-hooing those big old tough tars. We're going to play a track. And we'll be back with Sister Bessie. St. Louis Blues, Yellow Dog. St. Louis Armstrong. Wait a minute.
Ever since Susan Johnson lost her jockey lead, there has been much excitement and more to be. You can hear her morning, night, and morn. Yes, I wonder where my easy rider's gone. Now cablegrams come of sympathy, telegrams go of inquiry. Letters come from Alabama and everywhere that Uncle Sam has even a rude delivery. All day the phone rings, but it's not for me. And at last, good tidings fill our hearts with glee. And this message comes all the way from Tennessee. It's what it said. Dear Sue, your easy rider struck his foot today on a southbound rattler, a side door Pullman car. Yes, see him here, and he was on the hall. I said, easy rider, gotta stay away. So he had to vamp it, but the high came far. He's gone where the seven cross the yellow dog.
Oh, was dedicated to you, Sister Bessie. Because when you start talking
you know
to us,
brother.
It's like, Easy Rider, she's telling the truth today. Oh, southbound rattler, side door Pullman car. Yeah, she gonna tell the truth to her dying day. Shout out to my mom right there. Ain't nothing like the blues, Bessie.
Brother O, I just want to say to you, you are so special the way you play music. And I don't even think we have DJs that know the music and plays it like you do. And I just want to say you
Thank
are
you.
Unique.
Thank you.
You are unique. And I know the people around the world loves to hear what you're going to play.
Thank you so much, Bessie. It means a lot. You know, my mother loved that good old town of Memphis and Beale Street. And I always say that my favorite type of music is two types of music. You know, funk, of course, it's in the 70s and early 80s funk, but it ain't nothing like the good old blues, Bessie. It ain't nothing like it. We're going to take our next caller.
No.
Call you live right now to talk to Sister Bessie the Trinker right here.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half for the Blues Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your baby mom still got cake in the freezer from baby shower from 15 years ago y'all had at the crib. What's good?
Hi, Trev.
Oh, what's going on, Sister Bessie? Everything is gracious tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's good to hear you on here.
Yes, and you know what? I love you also because we're in the same city. And you represent very well. And
that's right. I'm good because I'm.
I appreciate what you do.
Yes, ma'am, because, you know, I'm coming through Hang Line. I got to protect the people. I will be coming out, lighting up the Kingsford on Broad Street if I have to. You know what I'm saying? It's summertime still. You feel me?
Yeah.
So they can play with me if all they want. You know what I'm saying? I will have my Flyers jersey on with the Kingsford lit up on Broad Street, whatever stop y'all want to look, they got wheels. The grill got wheels, so we can go to the slide on any stop you want. You heard me.
Now, you heard this man. This man going to be on July 9th, and he's going to come on with something great.
July
know,
9th, y'all heard that, y'all. July 9th. You know what I'm saying? A.K.A. What month is it, damn it? September or August 6th? Oh, what's, I don't even know what the fuck.
I got him good this time, y'all. And, of course, you know, the great, great man, he will be on here. And I'm so proud of Clever One, too, man, because, you know, what he does for us on a constant basis is totally amazing. You know, September 6th will be here. You know, stand up the stick, man. And go ahead and take us all what you want to say. Go ahead, Clev. I know you got, everybody around the world want to hear what you have to say at the end.
Yeah. Now, listen, right, well, before I jetpack on out of here, you know what I'm saying, I just want to know what Sister Bessie think about all this Burning Islands and all this stuff going on out here, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know when they trying to get rid of something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to
that's
say
right.
about it. You feel
that's
me?
Right.
You got to torch evidence. I know what torching evidence means, and furthermore, If it wasn't done by your own substituting laws of God's man-made hands, you know what I'm saying, then verily this is what has been called upon, whatever y'all practicing over there, where you had to get lit on fire, I'll say. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just wanted to jetpack through there with that, you know what I mean? Y'all can go ahead and top it off when I jetpack out of here because y'all know who I am. I ain't nobody but Clever One. One half of the Blues Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your grandmom got like 40 pounds of Ebony and Jet magazines in a box under her Craftmatic. Check your satellites.
And that was the 2022 WBN Linear New Host of the Year, Mr. Clever One. And it's going to be unique to see who he gives it to at On the Honors, our most sacred night. Okay, it's crazy how time is coming. December 7th here before you know it. And it's amazing on that Hollow Tuesday night. when we get a chance to honor people of greatness. We have one person that's great that's right now in nomination status. Her name is Angela Thomas Smith, and she's trying to fight, you know, fight the good fight, you know, for, you know, that enshrinement. And, you know, also she's been nominated for the presidential award. And that's amazing, Joe Biden's presidential award. And that's amazing. And I can't wait for her to win that. So, just imagine, you know, being able to mention that on, you know, on the honors. And, you know, it's coming up. And, of course, you know, my girl, Easy Rider, you know what I mean? She's a South Time Rattler. And she pulls up on the side, bar, Pullman car. I love Sister Bessie, the truther. And, of course, you know, our broadcast this week is, you know, concluded. We do no shows on Saturday. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for me to be able to hit my quota this week with Lipton T. Thank you, Lipton, for being so supportive and patient with us this week. We lost two shows, and we still came back, you know, like pure gold. So I want to thank Lipton, the Lipton Company, and their great tea. And, of course, Sunday night we come back on with News Forum with the 2022 Overall Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award winner, Dr. Chinchilla J. It'll be 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. Of course, WBN has advertising to and go-to time multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Deli Malay, where it goes here, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, Oleg Delay, that goes with my@gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite, this Ola Deli Malay, where it goes here, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio. Support us on a constant basis. Sister Bessie going to take us home with her final words. Go get them.
I just want to say peace and blessings to everyone, and thank you for listening to my words. And I want to thank all the hosts for their prayers and for their love towards me. And I just want to say I look forward to talking to you all again on September the 22nd. Everyone be blessed.
Johnson lost her Jockey Lee. There has been much excitement and more to be. You can hear her morning, night, and morn. Yes, I wonder where my Easy Rider's gone. Now cablegrams come of sympathy, telegrams go of inquiry, letters come from Alabama and everywhere that Uncle Sam has even a rural delivery. All day the phone rings, but it's not for me. And at last, good tidings fill our hearts with glee. And this message comes all the way from Tennessee. It's what it said. Dear Sue, you're Easy Rider. Struck his foot today on a southbound rattler, a side door Pullman car. Yes, see him here. And he was on the hall. I said, Easy Rider, gotta stay away. So he had to vamp it, but the hiking power. He's gone where the seven cross the yellow dark.